At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
David Goggins, you're a rookie here. First-timer. Congratulations.
How was the heat for you?
I didn't even notice.
I was running this race. It was a 24-hour race as a relay team. I was with 4 friends. Format of the race is, you know, you run a mile, I run a mile. Whatever team runs the most amount of miles wins the race. He had no teammates.
What's the difference between a hero and a coward? There ain't no difference. Inside, they're both exactly alike. Both scared of dying or getting hurt. But it's what the hero does that makes him a hero. It's what the other guy doesn't do that makes him a coward.
Fuck your motivation. Fuck your motivation. You need discipline.
Your mind takes control of you. You have to say, you, I run this motherfucker.
Get serious. That's number one. I don't know any substitute for that.
No one's coming to push you. No one's coming to tell you to turn the TV off. No one's coming to tell you to get out the door and exercise.
If I disappear, like, who cares? Nobody cares, man. Seriously. Yo, and that's okay. That's life, okay?
When you down bad, you really find out who in your corner. See, everybody talk that lawyer shit. When it's time to be loyal, everybody disappear.
For me, the worst way in life, the biggest way in life to fail, is to let motherfuckers know what you want to do.
Never let them know.
Never let them know. Yeah. So when I disappear, you know something's I'm doing coming. Something.
It's building up.
You know I'm doing something.
I dare you to stop fucking around and dedicate the next 6 months of your life exclusively to your goals and your goals only. Don't announce it to anyone. Don't tell people on Instagram about it. Don't tell anybody. Just disappear, do the work, and reemerge in 6 months a different person.
It's time to stay focused. It's time to decide clubs, partying, trying to fit in and socialize, rub elbows with everybody so people can stop calling you weird.
Connor, you slipped my jab there. I asked you what it was like to party with him. I mean, it was a good answer, but you totally slipped my jab. What's it like to party with him?
Partying is weakness for the soul, my friend, so I try and avoid it.
Walk away from the 97%. Don't talk like they talk. Don't act like they act. Don't go where they go. Don't specialize in what they specialize in. Throw away the blame list they cling to. Start you a new life. Switch gears. Switch language. Switch ideas. Switch strategy. Start with the simplest of disciplines. And don't bemean any of these disciplines. The smallest of disciplines starts the process of life change. And if you'll invest in this thing called discipline, you can have whatever you wish. It's called the beginning of a miracle.
These are the years when a man changes into the man he's going to become the rest of his life. Just be careful who you change into. Remember, with great power comes great responsibility.
At the end of the day, you've got to feel some way. So why not feel unbeatable? Why not feel untouchable? Why not feel like the best to ever do it?
I think it's over.
In here, you think it's over, or in here, you think it's over?
In my head.
What does this say?
It would never be over.
My mom and my dad, I knew they were heavy drug users, and then my dad would always beat up my mom.
No matter the obstacles Max faces, his views remain positive.
You shouldn't even give up. Like, what is that? Like that, if you give up, you're certified a loser. If you try, you're at least a winner in your book.
The real hero is someone who does the right thing when the right thing isn't the easy thing to do.
If you want it bad enough, you find a way. If you don't want it bad enough, you find an excuse.
Nobody seen my vision. Nobody believed in what I was talking about. And I get it. That's cool. Just give me some time and I'm going to show you how we finna do this.
Where's all my friends? They ain't nowhere around. It was you. So you better figure out who the f*** you are on this journey.
If you're not
getting hated on, you ain't doing right. You need people talking about you. You need people saying, I don't like that person. Because in turn, they really want to be you.
So this, that alone gives me a lot of power every day. But that's what people got to understand. These haters, they know who you are. But you don't know them. There's a reason behind that. You've done something amazing. They've done nothing. Period. Which is probably why they hate you.
Lock the in on the tasks at hand. Every single aspect of your life, you have to be the best motherfucker. You don't get to make excuses because ain't nobody coming to save you. Lock the in.
If you lock in today, if you start today, 4 months is just enough time for you to get your life together, bro. You're not too late. You on time. And I'm letting you know right now, if you just get focused, you grind, you cut out all the distractions, bro. You just lock in on your goal. I'm telling you, gonna get it, bro.
I can't. You can't? Are you kidding me? You just said I can't? No, you can. You will.
He said, you cannot do this. I got in my truck and I said to myself, but what if I could? What if I could pull off this miracle? How will I feel at the very end if I can defy all the odds?
Why are you so antisocial? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you staying on the basketball court so much? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you out there practicing in the hot sun when ain't nobody else out there? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you not clubbing? Like every time I text you and invite you to go do something fun and cool, you always studying. Because I'm trying to get it. The more weird you are is a reflection of how committed you are to focusing on your molding and shaping and developing your ideas and your craft so that when it's time for you to make your rounds, you're gonna fly.
But if there's one message I want you to walk away with today, it's this. You have to disappear. You stop announcing every move and start building something that speaks for itself. Disappearing means doing the work. It means doing the work in the dark. It means building in private what you don't need to prove in public. It means doing the work when no one's watching. You stop worrying about what people think and start valuing what you believe. Because a life that looks good or sounds good is nothing compared to a life that feels good.
The pain of discipline or the pain of regret. Go for the discipline because it weighs ounces. Regret weighs tons because it can accumulate.
Meaning comes from working on something with intention that has importance to you. It's that simple.
The most important conversation you'll ever have is the one you have with yourself. You wake up with it, you walk around with it, you go to bed with it. Eventually you act on it, whether it be good or bad.
My belief came from the unseen work. It came from every workout by myself, not having a best friend or a trainer or someone to wake me up. No, it was fighting average alone. And when you fight average alone, what comes out is a fucking savage, a dog, a beast, a monster.
My question to you is, when's the last time you celebrated personal achievement? Where you overcame something everyone thought you couldn't? Well, better yet, you overcame something that you didn't think you could overcome. That's a celebration right there that takes your breath away. That's a celebration where you taste success. And once you taste that, guys, you wonder how you ever live without it.
Lazy people don't know how to start. Weak people don't know how to finish. Successful people don't know how to stop. People demand success, but refuse to work weekends. People want opportunity, but won't talk to strangers. People claim ambition, but sleep in every day. We are the result of our actions, not our aspirations.
This is the whole issue. People have a feeling that they can change, but they have no effort. They don't want to get in the game because they feel it's, you know, it's just too much time and it doesn't work. And I tried it and it didn't work. And then they give up and then life just goes on. It's seamless. You don't see it. It's just the way you've been living it.
Make your move before you're ready. I'll tell you where big dreams go to die. They go to the planning place, getting ready place, preparing myself. And it's the biggest con job we work on ourselves. there are so many bones of big dreams in that graveyard where people, it's always something that there's always going to be a set of reasons to wait.
Here's the deal. You can have what you want in 5 years, but there's two conditions. You have to know what it is, and you have to aim at it. Okay.
When you figure out who you are and what you want to do, and you devote your life to it like a maniac, like you're all in on this thing, and you manifest, most of these people end up, you know, doing what they say they're going to do and being who they say they're going to become. It's real. It's, and there's no excuses. There's no f***ing days off.
Be f***ing impossible to ignore. Don't be taken lightly. Remain on people's mind. Be irreplaceable. Move so fast, no one can see where you're going.
Listen up, babies. Life's not fair. You get no say in the world you're born into. You don't decide your name. You don't decide where you come from. You don't decide if you have a place to call home or if your whole family has to leave the country. Yeah, it's messed up. You don't decide how the world judges a person like you. You don't decide how your story begins, but you do get to decide how it ends. Yes!
You know, when you focus on something, the world just kind of opens up, but you have to be focusing on the right thing. So if you were meant to be a writer and then you decide because you want money to go into law school and then you focus very deeply on law school, what will happen is for a year or two, you'll be able to skid by, but then the wheels will start going slower and slower because you're not interested in it. You're not connected to it. You get bored and your focus will start falling to pieces. But if it's something you love, you can focus on that for 7, 8, 10, 12 years and never get bored.
You know, some of y'all are motivated by broke. I'm broke. I'm stuck. I'm f***ed up. I can't do nothing. Some of y'all are motivated by just wanting to accomplish the things that you want to accomplish. Other folks are motivated by materialistic things. It's a very simple concept. If you want it, you gotta go get it.
You coach a lot of people that reach out to you. What is the first thing you're trying to figure out about them? Is there 5 things, 10, when you start, because obviously you start getting in their head and start, what are you trying to figure out when they reach out and you decide to take that on?
So I used to coach a lot of people. I don't coach anybody now.
Got it. I used to coach them.
Okay. So what it was, my first question was, okay, what are you willing to give up? What are you willing to sacrifice? What are you willing to forego? Because a lot of people, like this guy came to me one time, I was a trainer. And he goes, man, I can stop doing anything but my Frappuccinos. I go, leave. Because I'm looking for that person, like me. People, it's hard for people to understand how I lost 106 pounds in less than 3 months. I sat down at the table and I said to myself, what are you willing to give up? Everything. And when people come to me with that kind of mindset, I can work with you. When you are willing to strip yourself down to nothing and give everything, that's who I want to work with. Because now I can mold you into exactly who you want to be.
The only person that's going to make a drastic change in your life, whether that's physically, mentally, emotionally, the only person that is going to dig you out of your hole is who? You.
People only root for others at 2 times. First, when they're at the beginning of the race. Second, when they finish. Neither is when you need it. So, you have to master the middle. The boring, exhausting, soul-crushing middle. That's where the winning happens. On your own. Friendly reminder that every person who doubts you is right until they aren't.
Most people never pick up the phone and call. Most people never ask. And that's what separates sometimes the people that do things from the people that just dream about them. You gotta act. And you've got to be willing to fail. You've got to be willing to crash and burn, you know, with people on the phone, with starting a company, with whatever. If you're afraid of failing, you won't get very far.
that if you want some kind of a good outcome, you're going to have to work hard for it. and if you don't work hard for something, you're not going to get an outcome that's really worth much.
Congratulations. You achieved failure. Failure has been achieved, thank God. Now, the only place to go from failure is to win. You have to achieve failure. You have to take it that far. Nobody wants to go that far. It's too scary. But you know something? I got news for you. That's where winning is.
Sometimes the guys with all the natural ability, they don't have the work ethic to be the greatest because it comes so easy. You need that like Jordan, almost like sociopathic approach to it.
When you change your mindset, it doesn't make those challenges disappear. It changes your ability to face them.
I want you to embrace that you're a better person than you were then. It seems like you kind of like fall back on this I'm a piece of shit thing. It's almost like you use that as like a little bit of a shield.
Yeah.
You don't have to do that.
The more time you spend alone, you're going to figure out, okay, what your purpose is. And I say that because of this. You start seeking in those moments of not having any outside distraction. What happens is things become clear. Clarity sets in. And you're able to make decisions not based on what you saw that day or what you heard that day or what that person may have said to you. You're able to make decisions based on how you feel internally.
It's like a knife driving through it. And it's painful as shit, guys. But you know, in a weird way, maybe I'm sick in the head. When I know that knife's coming in there, then I know my muscles are going to a point down a path that's not beaten. They're creating their blaze trail, making a new path. They're going down a path no one's been on, especially them, pushing their means of what they're used to. That knife represents growth. Every success in life, guys, is masked by temporary pain. Everything in life that's worthwhile, every prison you want to unwrap and you want to get in the inside of that prison to get it, because you want that prison so bad, every prison that's worthwhile to you in life is wrapped in pain. Welcome the pain. Unwrap the pain. Find life.
If you talk about work-life balance as a 22-year-old man, you're hanging around with the wrong people. That annoying feeling when you realize you've outgrown your social circle isn't loneliness. It's your ambition finally speaking louder than your need to belong. It might not be okay to work your life away, but it is okay to work your 20s away.
Whenever something got tough, no matter how hard I trained, no matter how ready I was, whenever something got tough for me, David Goggins, the real David Goggins, would come out and he would quit. So I realized this over a period of time. So I had to build Goggins. And in that process, that's where I get better. I get better when I'm digging holes in the ground, when I'm waking up early knowing I don't have to do these things. That's where I get better.
So it's important to stay hungry.
It's important to stay hungry, but it's important more to stay humble within that hunger. So while you're hungry, a lot of people are hungry, but humility is everything.
I think that's like, it's not about being perfect. It's about just every day, one step at a time, trying to be better, trying to do more. And I think a lot of people are struggling to find that purpose, but it's okay. You will find it. Do not give up. Keep getting up, you know, like just keep saying those things to yourself and you will eventually find it.
As if one thing separated Michael from every other player, it was his stunning ability to block out everything and everyone else. This dedication to learning how to control your mind is something he's mentioned over and over again. He was able to shut out everything except his mission. Most people live in fear because we project the past
into the future.
Michael is a mystic.
He was never anywhere else.
His gift was that he was able to be completely present. The big downfall of otherwise gifted players is thinking about failure.
He would say, why would I think about missing a shot I haven't taken yet?
Every time you go in the gym, every speck of sweat, every speck of blood, every speck of mental integrity, every single time that you come in here, you give 110%. If you're not giving 110% and you're only giving it 99, you got one more to give. If you're giving it 100%, you're not at your limit, because nobody tells you how much you can put in and how much you can't. So you put in 110%. So every
person watching can undoubtedly see you and your truth and how hard you work.
Respect is earned. Respect is never given. It's better to be respected than liked. The hell with being liked. So the day when we step on the football field, let's not be liked today.
The ultimate lesson here is this. Everybody's on their own path. And I don't want to judge someone for wanting to be free and easy. I just want you to understand that there's a cost to that. And the cost that you're going to have to that isn't going to come until later. Most people need to shut the f*** up and focus on that version of themselves they want to become and actually be willing to become it. And that's what's ultimately going to create the fulfillment that you're looking for. It's not going to be your cold plunge. It's not going to be your morning routine. It's going to be the work that you do to become that version of yourself that is the exact version that you know you're supposed to become, and then being proud of it. That's what's going to create the fulfillment that you're searching for.
When that alarm clock goes off at 4 or 5 in the morning, your mind says no. You just say, this is what we do. It's what we do now. Because to get to where you want to go, the amount of pain involved, the amount of mental pain of how many times you're going to have to do something that you don't want to do to get to where you want to go. There's going to be more times you do something that you don't want to do than you are going to want to do it. And that's your new norm. And then once you do this over and over and over again, it becomes like breathing. I don't want to live this lifestyle, but to get to the other side of this, I have to.
This is probably one of the heaviest hammer blows, I think, for today, this next one. This is a real hammer
anger,
blow.
Anger tweeting?
Great. No, it's not. It's an existential one.
Oh, fun.
You've already achieved goals you said would make you happy. You've already achieved goals you said would make you happy.
Even if you're not where you want to be in life and you're grinding and you're on that hustle.
And there's a lot of people like that.
I get it.
Right?
I get it. Keep grinding. But also appreciate it. Appreciate that hustle. Appreciate this thing. Appreciate this fucking beautiful, chaotic, unknown existence you're in.
The thing we call life.
Yeah, that you don't know what the is going to happen. It's open-ended. It's wide.
Yes, man.
It's a complete open loop experience. You don't know what the fuck is coming next, and you're just trying to enjoy the ride.
You have no fucking idea.
No idea.
Fear is a mile wide and an inch deep. And so it looks like this ocean that you're going to step into and drown. But as soon as you step into it, you realize it was not that deep at all, and you can keep walking through it. And I just love that visual, because a lot of times when it's like we have this anxiety around this big decision we have to make, if you actually take the step and realize that it's not death, you're not going to drown immediately. There's plenty of other steps you can take from there, even if you get a little wet.
Why the f*** don't you want to be in better shape? Why the f*** don't you want to be a better student? Why don't you want to be more successful? So this is something I can say, and your counselor can't because he might get fired. Maybe you can't find your why because you're lazy. Maybe you can't find your why because you have zero f***ing ambition.
Develop a workaholic mentality. What does this mean? It means that you start a little earlier, you work a little harder, and you stay a little later. In our society today, you hear all these people talking about take it easy, have balance in your life, relax, lean back, have fun at work, happy, happy, get along with your coworkers. This is loser talk. Loser, loser, loser. Now, there's a time in your life when you can back off, all right? You can take it easy. But that's when you've made it, not before you've made it. Because before you've made it, you're in a competition with hundreds of thousands of millions of other people, like at the Olympics, who also want to make it. And in order for you to win, you are going to have to work harder and work better and work smarter than they do.
My philosophy, I'm trying to be calm inside of me, you know? I'm trying to not be regretting, sad. I'm trying to not be too much excited. I want peace inside of my mind.
You are responsible for your life. And if you're sitting around waiting on somebody to save you, to fix you, to even help you, you are wasting your time, because only you have the power to take responsibility to move your life forward. What matters is now, this moment, and your willingness to see this moment for what it is, accept it, forgive the past, take responsibility, and move forward.
You want to be quiet in your mind to see where you want to go, because noise is the ultimate kryptonite.
Yeah.
Too much noise in your mind, you're not going to be focused on what the task at hand is.
I know you don't want to do it. I never
hardly ever want to do it. If my, I maybe want to actually do it 5 out of 10 times.
But maybe less. Yeah.
But I do it. I just do it. I know what it's like to not want to do it. I get it. Shut up. I just start talking to myself. I go, come on. What are you talking about?
Do it.
If I was you, outside of you, knowing what I know, if I could read my mind, I'd be like, come on, man. You're just being lazy. Put your shoes on. Yeah. Get a sweat going. Then you're going to feel pumped. Come on, man. You've done this a million times. And then invariably, I'll be in the middle of the workout. I'm sweating. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I get into it. It's like, it just, you got to push past that creepy resistance.
I don't feel pressure. I don't feel pressure. I mean, put more pressure on me, because right now I don't feel no pressure. You know what I mean? So I don't feel pressure. People say I've got the weight of a nation on my shoulders. You know what I mean? Well, then throw a few more nations on, because I don't feel that weight.
For 21 days, we want you to keep your mind on what you want and keep it off of what you don't want. Keep your conversation on what you want. Keep your conversation off of what you don't want. Keep your dreams, your imagination, your thoughts, your feelings, everything in your environment consistent with what you desire, and keep it off of what you don't want. It's very simple. It's not very complicated. It's one of the most difficult things that you'll ever do. Now, why do we pick 21 days? Well, a very good reason. You see, it takes 21 days for a chicken that has a brain the size of a pea to sit patiently, calmly, faithfully on an egg to hatch the egg. Now, we feel that if a chicken with a little brain like that can sit on an egg for 21 days without seeing any change, just in faith, for 21 days it can sit there on that egg, then we could probably ask adults who have brains that are the size of 3 pounds, that have 12 to 20 billion cells, and have the capacity to remember and retain all the knowledge known to man, if their brain could be tapped, we ask them to keep at it for 21 days. If you will go on a positive mental attitude diet for 21 days, keep your mind on it. The goal is to become what we call a purely positive person.
I think the reality is, when you do things that are easy in life, you don't value them as much. When you do things that are difficult and that require you to dig really deep in yourself, then you value them more. It's easy to quit. It's easy to try the easier path. It's easier to try something that's already been done before. It's easier to do something knowing what the end result ultimately would be. Mm-hmm. It's harder when you don't know what the end result would be. It's harder when you face the uphill challenge and you deal with it and you go through the adversity and you face it head on, and you that's where you build confidence in yourself. That's where you build your own self-esteem. You know, if things are given to you, you never have a sense of how difficult it is to actually earn it.
America was built on the backs of men who smoked cigarettes, drove without seatbelts, and had bacon for breakfast. If you miss your biohacking routine this morning, you're going to be okay. There's a time for leverage, but there's also a time for violence, which is just brute force. People get really obsessed with optimal, which is getting the most bang for your buck, but there's also maximizing, which is just getting the most bucks. You lose more life trying to optimize everything than just living it. The stress of trying to be perfect is killing you more quickly than your imperfections. Mm.
We're all challenged every day to wake up and fight the one person on your shoulders that's telling you, hey, just chill out a little bit, or rest a little bit, or something to distract you from what you're trying to accomplish. And I think mental toughness is about understanding what you're trying to accomplish and not letting anything distract you from that mission. The only place for growth is outside of your comfort zone. And I think so many people get comfortable in their comfort zone and they don't want to move beyond that because it's nice and warm and cozy and you really don't have to go anywhere. We don't wake up and we're not born knowing everything or being able to do everything in the best possible way. We have to work and we have to struggle through things in order to achieve this confidence in ourselves about how resilient we can become. And that, when that becomes part of your character, I think you can accomplish great things.
Man, I don't want to wait until I'm a champion to be able to tell my story on where I come from, being a 300-pound kid on the brink of suicide, burdened by depression, not knowing what to do in my life, not knowing where to go. Man, I just want to be able to share that and really inspire people, the millions of people out there that feel just like I do, that don't have a dream, that don't know what they're doing, that just need something. I want to be able to share my story with these type of people, because maybe those are some lives that I can change. So when I come in here, man, that's my focus, Paul.
Do you have the courage? I'm going to drop something on you. It takes courage to be successful. It is far easier not to be successful. Misery will always have company. Success breeds contempt. If you don't want to make waves, be mediocre. Be normal and fit in. It takes courage to be different. It takes courage to go where you've never gone before. It takes courage to get you outside of the box. It takes courage to be successful. It takes courage to win. People don't talk about people that don't win. If you win, they're going to talk about you.
Well, starting tomorrow, work is the rest of your life. That's right. Ouch. Exactly. So my first wish is for you to find joy in work. Find work that gives you great joy, or just fall in love with whatever work you do. That's the only way you're going to do your best work. That's the only way you're going to do exquisite work. Instead of working for a living, think of it as your life's work. I wish for you to love your work as much as I've loved my work. So my first wish to you is the same, that I wish you find joy in your work. My second wish for you is to learn to embrace failure.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.